We spoke the past few weeks, the past six shurim, about making an early Shabbos. Early Shabbos works by making Tosfos Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos. Which, by the way, negeya for this week, even though this whole week we didn't have fleishik, wine, and meat because of the 9 days. It's a pashat halach if somebody is makabel Shabbos early. Person could have he doesn't have to wait till after night to have his fleishiks, and like Macharusa said, the biggest rye is the kiddush already. You make kiddush, you have wine, of course you can have it as long as it's after plag. As long as the earliest time we said you can makabel Shabbos is plag. This week 6:46. We spoke about it last week if you could be makabel Shabbos and even before Meir of eat the meal. So a couple of minutes after plag already you could sit down and start having fleishiks. Another interesting halacha, benegeya to Friday afternoon with fleishiks, the Shevet Alevi says, Rav Vosner, that kids, even though we're noyig not to give them fleishiks during the 9 days, but Friday afternoon, if they eat their supper at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, even though it's before plag and they were makabel Shabbos, but if they eat their supper is the Friday night meal. It doesn't have to be set up like a whole show and tell of the Suda. If they're eating the Friday night meal earlier, fleishiks, they're allowed to have it even before Kabbalah Shabbos, before plag, whenever their supper time is. So all this is making an early Shabbos. Today, we're going to speak about Tisha B'Av. I was going to give the title of the shiur, Making an Early Tisha B'Av, but I was afraid I'm not going to have any customers. I don't think anybody's looking on making an early Tisha B'Av. These are Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam appears in Mishnayis in the end of Masechtas Tainis, the fourth parak where the Mishnayis speak about Tisha B'Av. The Rambam says that Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, just like Yom Kippur is Aser B'Chamish Inuyim, so too Tisha B'Av is also Aser B'Chamish Inuyim. It also has a dinim like Yom Kippur. Then says the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Umaisifin mechoil ala kodesh." We add on mechoil ala kodesh by Tisha B'Av, like by Yom Kippur. Lashon Rambam, you can look it up. The Rambam at the end of Masechtas Tainis, the Rambam says that he's a din of Tosfos Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur. Again, "Umaisifin mechoil ala kodesh be Tisha B'Av ki be Yom Kippur." So the shaila is, let's try to understand it. We know that the Rambam, even though he holds that there's no such thing as Tosfos Shabbos is not the Raisa, but Tosfos Yom Kippur is the Raisa. One could be Moisiv on Yom Kippur, and one is Mechuyev to be Moisiv. And therefore the Rambam says it's like Yom Kippur, not like every Shabbos. He's no din Tosfos Shabbos, only Yom Kippur. But L'chayra, by Yom Kippur, we understand a person could add on. Why could a person add on by Yom Kippur? A person could add on because he's Moisiv, he brings on Kedushas Yom Kippur. He makes Yom Tiv. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tiv. Shachiyon is a Yom Tiv. You bring Yom Kippur earlier. Once you bring on Kedushas Yom Kippur, the Yom Tiv and Yom Kippur earlier, then Memela, once Yom Kippur is here already, Memela this Chamish Inuyim. That's one of the dinim of Yom Kippur. So therefore, you could bring on Yom Kippur earlier. However, Tisha B'Av, even though it's Ikri Moyed, there's no Kedushas Tisha B'Av. So how does one, what does it mean you moisif and you bring on Tisha B'Av early? How could you bring on Tisha B'Av earlier? These Chamish Inuyim, that there is, these Chamish Inuyim, but even though these Chamish Inuyim, the Chamish Inuyim is a din, midin Avelis of Tisha B'Av, but it doesn't come because of the Yom Tif, because of the Kedushas of Tisha B'Av. Very good. We'll get to that. We'll see this in Machlekes Rishonim. We'll get to that soon. The Radvaz says that I hold that there's no such thing as making Tisha B'Av early. It's not, you can't make Tisha B'Av early. And he says some want to say that the Shita said Rambam is that you can make Tisha B'Av early, like we just said the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis. He says it can't be. He says the Maga Mishnah, one second, we'll explain what the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayis actually means, but he says it can't be that you can make Tisha B'Av early, bring on Tisha B'Av early. Why? The Maga Mishnah, he says, who was the one that was put his life's work in to be explained the Shitas HaRambam, that would understand Shitas HaRambam, is the Maga Mishnah. And the Maga Mishnah brings the Ramban, on the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka, he brings the Ramban, and says that Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, that Bein HaShmoshes is Aser. Meaning to say, really, it should really be Mutter Bein HaShmoshes, because Bein HaShmoshes is a Safek. It's a Safek if it's day, it's Safek if it's night. And Tisha B'Av is Issa D'Rabbanon. So technically, Safek D'Rabbanon should be Safek D'Rabbanon L'Kula. Right? Why is Tisha B'Av, we bring on Tisha B'Av from Shkia? Why isn't Bein HaShmoshes Mutter? Safek D'Rabbanon should be L'Kula. No, it's a good Shaila. The teretz is that the Gemara says that they gave the Chomer of Tisha B'Av, it's a Gemara, like Yom Kippur. They gave it like the Chomer of a Deraisa. Since they gave it a Chomer like a Deraisa, so the Mela, it's not going to be Safek D'Rabbanon L'Kula, it's going to be Safek D'Rabbanon L'Chumra. That's what the Ramban says, and therefore Bein HaShmoshes is Aser. Says the Radvaz, seemingly that Tisha B'Av only starts from Shkia. This Monday afternoon, when does Tisha B'Av start? Only from Shkia, not before Shkia. Why? Because if there's a din of Toisvis Tisha B'Av to add on before, earlier, bring on Tisha B'Av earlier, then why is he busy with the din of Bein HaShmoshes? It's like a Deraisa. By Yom Kippur, it's more than just Bein HaShmoshes. By Yom Kippur, one is supposed to start Yom Kippur before Shkia. Not just Bein HaShmoshes, Kosafik Deraisa L'Chumra. These are din to start Yom Kippur earlier. So Ibazoi Tisha B'Av should be the same din. If these are din of Tosfos adding on, we should be speaking about bringing on Tisha B'Av before Shkia. So Mela says throughout Vaz that Tisha B'Av only starts from Shkia. Bein HaShmoshes is awesome because Tisha B'Av has a Chomer like a Deraisa. But before Shkia, there's no Isser, there's no din of Tosfos Tisha B'Av to bring on Tisha B'Av earlier. You may ask me, if that's the halacha, what happens with the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos? Again, the Radva says that Tisha B'Av only starts from Shkia. There's no early Tisha B'Av. Shabbos, you could bring on early. Tisha B'Av, there's no early Tisha B'Av. It starts from Shkia. We saw in the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos says, "Umaysifin mecholel l'kodesh like Yom Kippur." So what's that? What's the pshat of the Pirush HaMishnayos? One teretz, he says, is that could be that the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka was Chayzer. The Rambam in Halach in the Sefer was Chayzer and holds he's no adding on to Tisha B'Av. But then he says, he adds on another point, and like Morty said, and we'll explain it, he says that the reason what the Rambam means in Pirush HaMishnayos, Shemoisifin Mechayla LaKaydish, doesn't mean Bedine Toisvis Tisha B'Av like Toisvis Yom Kippur. He means a different din. He means a din. Just like by Deiraisis, there's a halacha that you could bring the day on earlier. Yom Kippur, you could do Toisvis Yom Kippur, bring the day on earlier. Matzah Shabbos, if it's Shabbos afternoon, the halacha is late Shabbos afternoon, one could make Avdali. You're not allowed to do Malacha, but you're allowed to make Avdali. You could bring on the night earlier. These are halacha. Miplaga mincha yidav ma'ariv. You could bring on the night earlier. That's what the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos means. So what's he talking about, my sifim? This is what he says. The Rambam means that just like by Doiraisa, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, it's mutter to eat b'chamish inuyim. Still, the Torah says, even though it's a zman mutter, I want you to bring on Yom Kippur earlier. So to say the Chachamim, Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShmoshes is a Zman Mutter. Because Bein HaShmoshes is a Safek Darabana L'Kul, it's really Mutter. Still, say the Chachamim, I want you to bring on Tisha B'Av early on by Bein HaShmoshes. Again, it's not a din of Toisvis Tisha B'Av. It's because they gave it a Chaymer like a Deraisa. But what they were saying, what the Rambam says, Maisifim means, because really Bein HaShmoshes should be Mutter. This Tisha B'Av Bein HaShmoshes should be mutter. It's Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. The teretz is they gave it a chomer like a deraisa. And mele, even though Bein HaShmoshes is a time that it's really mutter to eat Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av Bein HaShmoshes, but they made it aser means they wanted you should add on, just like Erev Yom Kippur, to add on. It's a time of heter, and they said add on and make it aser. But it's not Medine Toisvis that we're adding on to Tisha B'Av. We're not adding on. It's just they gave it a Chomer like a Deraisa. These different dinim, it's halachas for itself, that Tisha B'Av is not like any other Drabbanan. It has Chomer, and we're talking more Machmer by this fast than other fasts. It has more Chomer than a regular Drabbanan. just to bring out the idea of bringing on the next day earlier, even relevant to the 9 days to Tisha B'Av, I was asked to Shaila this past Sunday night. So we started the 9 days. When exactly it starts? Shkia Bein Hashmashas. Technically, it shouldn't be Bein Hashmashas. It's only a minug, the iser, to eat meat and wine. They asked me with the plag minyan, the daven Sunday afternoon. Plag, they daven Ma'ariv around 7 o'clock, a few minutes before 7. So what's the halacha after they daven Ma'ariv? Are they allowed to go home 7 o'clock and still have a barbecue? Shkia was around 8:15, 8:20. So you have a good hour. Could you sit down and have fleishiks for that whole time? What's the halacha?
No.
Very. Very good. So says the Magen Avraham. Yitzi said he brought like what we said. The Yal of the Yavi. We said if you make an early Shabbos, Rish Chodesh Tamas with Shabbos, and you made an early Shabbos. You say Yal of the Yavi means because you brewer on the next day. Very good, Yitzi. So that Magen Avraham says the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that once you daven a Meir, if you brewer on the next day, I mean, maybe it's Aser with fleishiks. He brings that maybe from Shkia, but at least he says Nirali, I think it's a Nirali, says the Magen Avraham, they'd already not allowed to have fleishiks from after Yadava Ma'ariv. So you see the idea of bringing on the day earlier. So here also you could bring the day on earlier.
So you don't daven Ma'ariv until 10 o'clock, you eat fleishiks until then?
No, because then the day comes even without Meyer. Also, it's not that without Meyer the day doesn't come. If you don't,
still yesterday.
So far, we spoke about making early Yom Tisha B'Av, and even though we saw the Lashon Rambam, the Perusha Mishnah, he says Meisifin, there's no Chiyuv, and there's no din of Tosfos Tisha B'Av. It's from Shkia, it's Aser. What's the halacha? However, if somebody does bring on the tainus early, or let's say somebody doesn't bring on the tainus, he ate the suda mafsekas, he wanted to have his kids be mechanach them the suda mafsekas, he ate the suda mafsekas 7 o'clock p.m., and he finished the suda mafsekas. What happens afterwards? Did the tainus start? Does Tisha B'Av come about? How does that work? So there's a three-way machlekes rishonim. The Torah brings all three shitas. The shitas arrived is that if somebody benches or somebody finishes eating Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av in the evening, he finishes supper, he finishes a Suda Mafsekas, automatically the Kabbalah's Tainus. And he says, even though you stopped eating, but Mamela, it's Aser, you bring on Isser Achitza, it comes on, Tisha B'Av started. That's the Shitas arrived. Once you stop eating, it's already the Tisha B'Av comes about. That's Shitas arrived. The Rosh, the Torah brings Adoni of his father, the Rosh, and other Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rif, say that he's a Chilak. If somebody's Makabal, the Tainus, after he finishes eating, he says, I want Tisha B'Av to start now, then Tisha B'Av starts. However, if he just Minastam, he finished eating, Tisha B'Av doesn't start, and there's no problem, you could go and you could continue eating.
How early this happened?
We'll get to that in a minute. Very good. We'll get to that also. You're on the go. We'll go to that. He's a prima godam. We'll speak about it in a minute. 2 minutes. So again, the shitas arrived is that when you finish eating Erev Tisha B'Av, the tainus started. The shitas harosh and other rishonim say only if you makabel the tainus beferish, that's when the tainus comes about. The shitas haramban, the Ramban says, no. Even if you makabel Tisha B'Av beferish, you makabel all of the tainus beferish, it doesn't start till Shkia. Why? Says the Ramban, Yom Kippur, you know why you could start your tainus earlier? Like we spoke before, these Taisis Yom Kippur, you could bring on your tainus earlier. Tisha B'Av, what does it mean starting Tisha B'Av earlier? Tisha B'Av starts on Shkia. What are you saying? Harei Olai before? Tisha B'Av starts by Shkia, and it cannot start earlier. So we have Machlokes Rishonim, when Tisha B'Av could start, meaning to say is either if you Makabel Beferish, or even if you're not Makabel Beferish, Tisha B'Av starts earlier. And the Ramban says that even if you Makabel Tisha B'Av Beferish, it still doesn't start earlier. La Halacha, the Tur, brought on the Shulchan Aruch as well, like the Paskins, like the Middle Shita, which is Negei of us, is four in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you makabel beferish, then Tisha B'Av starts. If you're not makabel, you finished eating, so then Tisha B'Av didn't start. But if you makabel beferish that you want Tisha B'Av to start, then you have to be machmer that Tisha B'Av started from when you were makabel. Now, before going into the halacha, like Morty brought up very good, and how early could you start? What's the earliest you could start? We'll get to that in a minute. But says the Ramban himself asks the Shaila. The Ramban says, I hold you can't start Tisha B'Av early. And he says, why? Tisha B'Av you can't start early. In Yom Kippur you could start early because you bring on Tisha Yom Kippur early. Toisvus Yom Kippur. Mashiach and Tisha B'Av, there's no way you can't bring on Tisha B'Av early. That's what the Ramban asks. The Ramban himself answers to explain the other Rishonim, and he says, you know why they hold that you could? The Beis Yosef brings us to Ramban. The Ramban himself says, you actually could, because it's not Medin Taisvis Yom Kippur, you're bringing on the Kedushas Yom Kippur, you're just bringing the next day. You're bringing, like we mentioned before, you're bringing on the next day. Since you're bringing on the next day, and the next day is Tisha B'Av, so therefore, it's only for when the next day starts. I mean, not only when the next day starts. Once you bring on the next day, you can already have Tisha B'Av. So, and that's the Hezbe, says the Ramban, and the Shita says Rosh. The Rosh says, if Monday afternoon at 7:30, you're ready, you're finished eating, and you want to bring on Tisha B'Av. You want to have a mitzvah, the Rabban, and bring on Tisha. You want to have Tisha B'Av, more Tisha B'Av. So you can be Makabel Tisha B'Av, bring it on early. I, there's no Toisvis Tisha B'Av. But these are different din. These are din that you could bring on the next day, just like Myriv, so you could bring on the next day and Tisha B'Av is chal.
I wanted to work on Tuesday.
Oh, very good. It's your chach work on Tuesday. You're saying, Dai Lonu, what we have. Chachach, we should have what we have.
Why can't it be the fact that you're benching from the Tudum of Sekhes? Indicating that now you're bringing in Tisha B'Av. You're not starting Tisha B'Av, you're ending Tudum of Sekhes is what leads into not eating anymore.
So sure, you're asking on the sheetis that hold that only if you say Beferish, why does the
would say like that?
What'd you say?
I mean, I was always the way I always thought it is that you have to have, if you have kavana before you, like when you wash or before you bench, that you're going to eat afterwards, then you're fine.
Because the reason for that is to be machmir for those shittas that hold that even without being makabal the tainus, once you finish your meal, these are automatic kabbalas tainus. We want to get that shita also. So maybe you have a kavana lahedya not to be makabal the tainus.
Kabbalas tainus is there's not.
Yom Kippur, sure. Yom Kippur, people are more mak because Yom Kippur is the raisa. So we want to be, besides taisvus, the whole din is the raisa. So maybe we're careful, maybe after the sudam afsekas Erev Yom Kippur, especially Erev Yom Kippur, there's a lot going on, so you finish the sudam afsekas early. You don't want to be makabel. People speak out that they're not being makabel at times. But what are we saying?
But is there a din in finishing? I mean, maybe the sudam afsekas. Forget starting the fast, but maybe the din in finishing the sudam afsekas is okay. Now you're ushering in Tisha B'Av. You're bringing in Yom Kippur.
This means that it's stopping from. It's a sipuk. It's the end. So
So now
the definition that's the end of the process.
Correct.
So you're right. The svar is just a second. The svar is saying very good, and you have the rivet on your side. That the rivet doesn't say the idea in the rivet is not just because you finished eating. Okay, so next on line is Tisha B'Av. By finishing eating, that's you explaining very nicely.
You're not saying the fast started. You're just saying you can't eat anymore because Sudam of Sekhes is the last thing you could do before you eat.
Sudam of Sekhes doesn't mean you're allowed to eat after the Sudam of Sekhes. Sudam of Sekhes is the last the meal before Tisha B'Av. You're only supposed to have Zalachas in the Sudam of Sekhes. Only one Tafshel. That should be the last meal. You're allowed to have after.
Right.
You're allowed to have afterwards to eat something.
He's saying like benching by Shashir once you're done. You may not have accepted anything, but you can't eat until after.
Right,
but that's a different halacha. Shal Shul, this is because once you bench, if it's already after Shkia or whatever time it is, you can't. You have a Chiyuv Avdala. No, but the idea of what Yeshua is saying very good is that that's Pshat and the Raiva, that once you finished eating, happens to be usually that's with the Sudam of Sekhes, so what goes after the Sudam of Sekhes now goes Tisha B'Av, so it blives. It happens to be when you finished eating, next on line is Tisha B'Av, so we assume you're holding now going into Tisha B'Av. Other Rishayim say only if you say it Beferish, that's when you can bring on Tisha B'Av early.
The whole thing about, you comparing Yom Kippur, bringing on a Yetzer? Can't you just bring on fast on your own any day?
Very good. We're gonna Morty. Yeah, good. We're gonna discuss now the two things that Yeshia handled, and now Morty. How early could you bring on the Tainus Tisha B'Av? Yeah, you mentioned good, Rabbi Shia, that halavai we should be able to be zoyche to have take out Tisha B'Av from the fast of Tisha B'Av itself. But in halacha, if you want to bring on Tisha B'Av early, could you bring it on already Monday morning? So says the Prima Gadim, since we explained that the reason why you could bring on Tisha B'Av early is with the halacha that you're bringing on the next day, says the Prima Gadim, and the Shaar Tzina speaks about it more by Riches and Hilchos Yom Kippur, only from Plaga Mincha. Meaning to say, if you want to start Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av early, it's only from Plaga Mincha. So it's important, because if you end Yesuda Mafsekes before a plag, I think it should be pretty clear the Kula Alma Tisha B'Av didn't start. Even the Shittas that hold that you have to have in mind you don't want to start, but that's only if it's after plag. If you finish Yesuda Mafsekes Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock, the tainus of Tisha B'Av can't start, and even the Raivud would agree that Tisha B'Av never began. So that's one din. The earliest you can start is only from plag. However, says the Prima Gadim, and this is what Morty asked, why is it different than any you want to be Makabal Tainus, a random Tuesday, a random Thursday, you can be Makabal Tainus. But says the Prima Gadim, that would be Begeder Neder. You'll have to make a Neder. I'm not going to eat now for the next 4 hours. It's a Neder. Such a nether, so that nether is going to be for Erev Tisha B'Av before Plag, and you're not allowed to eat anymore, but the Dine Tisha B'Av are not noyik, which means the other Inuyim are not obviously applicable. That's true also, but all the discussion really is by saying you're not going to eat, you're bringing on all of Tisha B'Av. You're right, you could make a nether on any of the Chamish Inuyim. Each one, right. You could, and with a nether, like any nether, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that. Right.
For himself, it would be.
It would be Medine Neder, whatever Hilchas Neder is, but it might still be a day. Right, so you have to know Hilchas Neder, Hilchas Nedarim, and Yeridea. It would be a Neder Degedin. But of course, your Neder could be is that I should be Noyeg like Dine Tisha B'Av. That's my Neder.
If you don't plug on Tuesday, can you end the fast earlier?
No.
Because having a plag in the arm, that's the difference. What mile is that?
The plag, you're talking about the Mairiv.
Mairiv, yeah.
Whatever people that go with Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, they daven Mairiv every day. Why is anything worse to daven Mairiv on Tisha B'Av? Plag, why can't you daven any plag?
You daven it on Monday, then this time the fast earlier.
So there is no plag minion this Monday. It happens to be there's no plag minion this Monday. However, why should they be?
It's a kvius of davening plag.
You should daven Mairiv. Good. You have to ask the ones who run the plag minion. Maybe there should be a Mairiv. But the ones who daven plag mincha with Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to daven mincha erev Tisha B'Av also. The Mairiv afterwards are not going to. There's no Mairiv. But Tisha B'Av afternoon, there's a minion. So what do we have so far? So far we have that there's no chiv of Tosfos to add on to Tisha B'Av, only from Shkia on. Then there's a din that it's Aser, even though it's a Safek Derabanan, with Noyig L'Chomer like a Deraisa. That's a halacha, Bein HaShmashas of Tisha B'Av is as Chomer as Yom Kippur. So one should be very careful to make sure to stop by Shkia. And then about bringing on the Tainus early, is you could bring it on early if you bring it on Mefurish, that's how we paskin like the Rosh. How early from the plag? But before the plag, if you make a neder and you want to bring on the Tainus, you could bring on the Tainus. There's one more halacha relevant to this topic of bringing on the Tainus and bringing it on early. We spoke about speaking out and saying that you want to start the Tainus early. What's if you thought about it? Believe. Let's say you thought about it. You were thinking, Erev Tisha B'Av, that's it, I'm done, I'm ready to start. I want to start. Not just ready, I want to start. You thought, believe, that you want to start Tisha B'Av. What's the halacha? So, if you take a look in Hilchas Shabbos, by making early Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, what's if you make an early Shabbos, not speaking out early Shabbos? You don't say Mizma Shir, Boi B'Shalom. You don't speak it out. You want to make an early Shabbos, believe. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin by Yom Kippur. If you take a look by Yom Kippur, the Ramah says that Belav doesn't help. You can't bring on Yom Kippur. Belav, you have to, it doesn't help Belav. However, that's the Shitas Ramah. You can't Belav, you can't bring on the Tainus. However, the Shitas Abach and the Goyin both say that Belav help. Means if you have a mind, Monday afternoon, a half hour before Shkia, I'm ready to start. I want to start Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Chal. That's the halacha. Tisha B'Av is Chal. And Mela, you're also with the Chamash Yinuim, you have Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The same halacha is in Hilchas Tainus. Anytime you have a mind, before you go to sleep and you have a mind that you're ready, your Tainus to start, Kabbalah B'Lev helps. Why does Kabbalah B'Lev help? Says the Taz. The Taz says that since when a person fasts is like it's a carbon, because a person's fat is nesmayet to dissolve some of his fat. So by fasting, it's like bringing a carbon to the Eibushter. And the Pasuk says by a carbon, kol nediv leiv oilis, says the Taz that you could even believe a person could bring a carbon, be makdash a carbon, bring a carbon, and therefore, by a tainus also, a person believe already, says the Bach, and the Goyin, a person believe could bring on the tainus. So just to be masakim, what we have over here, first we brought in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, there is no halacha of Tosfos Tisha B'Av to add on. These are halacha of bein hashmoshes and not to eat and to have d-day Tisha B'Av. Then we said, however, you could bring on Tisha B'Av early, medin the rush, at least if you say mefurish that you want to start early. And then we said, believe, these what to be choshesh for, the shitas, the Meshurur brings it as well, the shitas abach, the shitas agoyin, that even believe a Kabbalah's tainus is possible. May we be zoiche be'ez Hashem this year. These halachas should not be applicable. We shouldn't fast, and it should be ikri. It should be a moed with the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, with Shabbos.